Now, I saw a paper this month in Nature, which is from a team in Denmark and the US, and this is electric bacteria. I absolutely love this. It turns out that there's little bacteria, tiny, tiny bacteria, which you think are solitary beings, and they gang up together and make tiny electrical wires. Why are they doing this?
So these are bacteria that are living in that really kind of stinky, horrible mud you get if you ever go sort of walking by the seaside and you're in your wellies and you stomp into the mud and it smells like farts and it's just utterly, utterly gross. But the bacteria are living in there, and part of the reason why the mud smells so foul is because there's no oxygen in there to help break down all the kind of gunk and stuff. And the bacteria have a problem with this too. If they're living really deep down in the mud, they can't get at the oxygen, which is up at the surface. So they are teaming up. They're forming these little filaments right through the mud so that the bacteria at the top can put electrons essentially onto oxygen, and the bacteria at the bottom are taking electrons off sulfides in the mud. So it's like a kind of a team effort to sort of breathe and eat at the same time, but doing it all together.
It's really fascinating that you think of bacteria just as being, you know, solitary things, but actually there's quite a lot of single-celled organisms that gang up together and do things like this. And this is a really interesting example. I wonder if we could make living microchips or living electrical devices with these bacteria.
There's always been this idea that, you know, multicellular organisms might have evolved in this way, perhaps. So you start off with your one bacteria, they start teaming up together. And when it gets to the point that they can't work without each other anymore, essentially you've got a whole new organism. So it's quite interesting to see something that's sort of in between the two extremes, if you like.